Yashodana dana braja janarandana. Yamuna tira vanachare. Yamuna tira vanachare. Jaya Lala Madhava Sanjari Hare. Gopijana Bala Bhagivara Thare. Gopi jana bala ba girivara dhare. Yashoda nandana braja janarandana. Yashoda nandana braja janarandana. Yamuna tira vanachare. Yamuna tira vanachare. Jaya Radha Madhava Ganja Vihare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vishnupad Paramansa Paribrajaka Charja Stotara Sarashi Shima is Divine Grace Srila Isi Bhakti Vedanta Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramansa Paribrajaka Charja Stotara Sarashi Shima is Divine Grace Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Ananta Koti Vaishna Vrinda Ki Jai. Iskan Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Prema Gosvami Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadara Shivasari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai. Sri Radha Krishna Gaur Govinda Shyam Kundara Kunda Gita Govardhan Ki Jai. Sri Sri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai. Sri Sri Navarupa Dham Ki Jai. Sri Sri Mayapur Dham Ki Jai. Sri Sri Mathura Dham Ki Jai. Sri Sri Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Jai. Sri Sri Ayodhya Dham Ki Jai, Sri Lassi Devi Ki Jai, Bhakti Devi Ki Jai, Sangamaya Ki Jai, Samanamaya Ki Jai, Gaur Premanandi, Hari Nama Sankirtan Ki Jai, Sri Sri Brihat Vradanga Ki Jai, Ramana Prasadana Sri Krishna Ki Jai, Sri Sri Garnitai Ki Jai, Sri Sri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ki Jai, Sri Radha Marana Mahana Ki Jai, Shama Veda Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai, all glory to the Jamal devotees. All glory to the assembled devotees. All glory to the assembled devotees. All glory to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Reading from the Srila Prabhupada Lila Amrita. Prabhupada would lecture in the evening, speaking sometimes at schools and social clubs in Vishakhapatnam. During the program at the Ramakrishna Hall, where more than 1,000 people attended, Srila Prabhupada's dancing induced the entire audience to dance. The devotees danced in a ring around Srila Prabhupada, and the kirtan continued for 1 hour. At another program, a bearded American anthropologist rode up on a motorcycle to attend Prabhupada's lecture in kirtan. Afterward, the anthropologist told Srila Prabhupada that he had come to India to study the primitive tribes. Prabhupada told him it was simply a waste of time. Why do you want to study the primitive people? He asked. Why don't you study the exalted people? And Prabhupada narrated a story. One time, a poor man roasted a cob of corn and then began picking off the kernels one at a time and eating them. In this way, it took him many hours to finish. He did this, Prabhupada said, because he had nothing else to do, just to pass the time of day. In the same way, the study of anthropology was simply a waste of time. Prabhupada asked, why don't you study some person or group of persons from whom you can learn something? During the day, Prabhupada would sit outside his room and enjoy the atmosphere. He wore no shirt, and his healthy body shone with a golden luster as he sat drinking freshly pressed sugarcane juice. This is just how it is in Vaikuntha, he said. There's always a very cool, pleasant breeze. He often walked about chanting, talking about Krishna, listening to the devotees' kirtans, and observing the activities of the temple. Repeatedly, Prabhupada invited Puri Maharaj to come and preach in the West. He requested him to at least come to Mayapur for ISKCON's international gathering of devotees. Prabhupada felt that Puri Maharaj, on seeing all the Western disciples, might feel moved to join him and preach. Puri Maharaj agreed to accompany Prabhupada to Calcutta and Mayapur. And the pleasant week in Vishakhapatnam came to an end with Prabhupada, his disciples, and Puri Maharaj looking forward to traveling together to Calcutta. Guru Kripa. Although we arrived at the train station early, the train was already at the platform. It was very hot and five or six of us were having kirtan. Then Shyamasundar climbed up a coconut tree and got this fantastic coconut. He opened it and gave it to Prabhupada. Shishi Gornitai, Shishi Stramakshmanaman, Shishi Radhamanan Mohana Kijai, who proceeded to drink a lot. Then Prabhupada gave it to Shyamasundar and Shyamasundar drank. Then Prabhupada said, "Give it to the kirtan members." Each man in the kirtan group was so thirsty that he wasn't even thinking of leaving any for the next man, but would just pass his coconut around, and the thing wouldn't empty. I tilted it up, and the coconut water was coming out, pouring on my shirt, and I was drinking and drinking, but still it wouldn't empty. We were amazed. Prabhupada was smiling, and we were chanting. We all became cool and satisfied. Shyamasundar. Prabhupada and I were in a first-class railway coach, a private compartment for two persons. Clickety-clacking through the warm Indian night, somewhere between Vishakhapatnam and Calcutta, Prabhupada was talking and joking and playing tapes until around 10:30 p.m. when he lay down to take rest. For a while, I switched off the lights. At about midnight, Prabhupada sat upright and called my name. "Shyamasundar, take dictation," he said. Then followed a train of thought so lucid and coherent that I could only conclude that while we think Srila Prabhupada is sleeping, he is usually not sleeping, but is thinking, reflecting on ways to serve Krishna more and more. End of chapter 2. So yesterday was the very auspicious disappearance day when three great Vaishnavas departed on the same date. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, and Raghunath Bhat Goswami. So we're going to read about some of these three amazing devotees. First Raghunath Das, then Raghunath Bhat, and then Krishnadas Kaviraj. So Raghunath Das Goswami. Anyone want to say anything about him first? Just one sentence, one thought. Raghunath Das Goswami. One person, one thought, one time. Rukmini? The Shalagram? Yeah. Radhagiri Hari and Radhakund. Very good. We'll read about that. Yeah, we'll read about that too. Okay. Born in a dynasty of Vaishnavas, Raghunath Das Goswami was the only son of a wealthy landowner. As a boy, he received Haridas Thakur's association and blessings. At 15, he met Lord Chaitanya. By the mercy of Lord Nityananda, he renounced a beautiful wife and an opulent family. He ran to Jagannath Puri to intimately serve Sri Gauraraya and his Shiksha Guru Swarupa Damodara Goswami for 16 years. Lord Gauranga gave his personal Govardhan Shila and Gunjamala. I'm afraid to say. What is it? They're like buds? Go ahead, they're a little. So Lord Chaitanya gave him that Gunjamala to Raghunath Das Goswami. It's like the seed, of the plant. Raghunath Das couldn't live after Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left this world. So he came to Vrindavan to end his life by jumping off Govardhan Hill. Sri Rupa and Sanatan Goswamis affectionately received him. They convinced him to live on and enlighten all the Vrajbasi Vaishnavas with Sriman Mahaprabhu's Puri pastimes. For 3 hours a day on the banks of the Radhakund, he spoke about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Raghunath Das did Radha Krishna Bhajan at Radhakund for 40 years. He lived an austere life of pure devotion. Raghunath Das Goswami showed the standard of renunciation required to attain the eternal loving service of Radha Giridhari in the Nitya Nikunja Leelas at Radhakund. His perfect example enthuses all Gaudiya Vaishnavas to develop unalloyed pure love for Radha Krishna. Sri Raghunath Das Goswami's daily bhajan included chanting 64 rounds japa, 100,000 holy names, doing manasi seva in his spiritual body, worshipping Govardhan Shila, bathing thrice in Radhakund, offering 1,000 obeisances to Krishna, and offering 2,000 to Vaishnavas and embracing them, resting 90 minutes, and some days not at all. That's a pretty rigorous schedule. You wonder how he can do 2,000 dandabats and 1,000 obeisances. And then right after that, we read that he only slept 90 minutes a day when he did sleep. So makes it possible. But also that requires a tremendous amount of energy, so it's inconceivable. Keep in mind, however, when an eternal associate of the Lord externally rests, internally he continues serving. We were just reading that about Prabhupada, that he appeared to be resting, but he was thinking how to advance Krishna consciousness, thinking about Krishna, how to advance Krishna's movement. He ate only one leaf cup, 100 grams of buttermilk daily. There's another thing not mentioned here, but he's considered the personification of renunciation, as he was born wealthy, and yet he slept 90 minutes a night and survived on a leaf cup of buttermilk every day. His vows were like lines in a stone. He was so rigid and absolutely unmovable, unflagging in maintaining his vows. Throughout his life, he never ate anything for sense gratification. He took the bare minimum to keep body and soul together. It is said that after the disappearance of Lord Chaitanya, Raghunath Das ate only fruit and milk. After Sanatana Goswami Pad left, he existed on a leaf cup of buttermilk every day or two. That means he didn't have it every day. Some days he didn't have anything. And when Sri Rupa Goswami entered Nityalila, Raghunath gave up all eating and drinking. He was slowly burning in the fire of separation from the Lord and his loving servants. The Brajavasis would cry upon seeing his weakened condition. Sri Raghunath Das Goswami wrote 3 books. Stavavali contains Manashiksha, Vilapa Kusumanjali, and more. Mukta Charita and Dana Keli Chintamani. In Jaiva Dharma, Srila Thakur Bhakti Vinod said, quote, Raghunath Das Goswami showed the esoteric method of engaging oneself in the loving service of Sri Sri Radha Krishna. Raghunath Das wrote and taught that the divine service of Srimati Radharani in Vrindavan is the topmost spiritual perfection. For this he was known as the Prayojana Acharya, the teacher who reveals the highest fulfillment in life. Raghunath Das Goswami clearly established the supremacy of Srimati Radharani. In Vilapa Kusumanjali, a collection of intimate prayers, he states that Sri Radha's service is the highest attainment. Feeling extreme impatience and hopelessness due to separation from the, quote, queen of his life, end quote, he desperately prays for Radharani's service. This is another quote. My life is worthless. I will give it up without receiving your mercy. Living in Radhakunda and Vrindavan is meaningless to me. To say nothing of Vrindavan, even Krishna himself is useless to me without you. O Srimati Radharani, you are the only object of my life. Please be merciful unto me. Crying profusely in great lamentation, I hold your lotus feet to my heart and beg for your loving service. May this Vilapa Kusumanjali bring even the slightest satisfaction to you. Srila Raghunath Das serves Sri Radha as Rati Manjari in Sri Vrindavan Dham. His samadhi is at Radhakund and the 64 samadhis area. His parents were, I think one was named Govardhan Majumdar and Hiranyagarbha Majumdar. And they tried like anything to keep him at home. And they even sent their men out to get him, sometimes guards, to bring him back whenever he would venture out to Lord Chaitanya's place. But his determination was so strong that he gave up all this wealth And in an amazing display of renunciation, a beautiful wife, which they had also organized to keep him at home, and went to Lord Chaitanya. So he's a very special devotee. Then Raghunath Bhatta Goswami. By the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami remained a lifelong brahmachari. His service was constant chanting of Hare Krishna and reading Srimad Bhagavatam. In Jagannath Puri, Raghunath satisfied Lord Gauranga by his exceptional cooking and kirtan performances, which won him the title Kirtan Acharya. It's too bad they didn't have tape recorders back in those days. When he came to Vrindavan, the Vaishnavas, including Sri Rupa and Sanatan Goswamis, would regularly listen to his singing of Bhagavatam shlokas in four tunes as sweet as a cuckoo. His recitation was unparalleled. Even Vyasadeva enjoyed it. He fulfilled Lord Chaitanya's order to preach the glories of peerless significance of the Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam. His tears of pure love for Radha Govinda would wet the pages. Raghunath Bhatta was so absorbed in Krishna Katha that he never heard or spoke worldly topics. What to speak of criticizing devotees? He believed that all Vaishnavas are sincerely serving the Lord according to their realization, and therefore one should overlook their faults. Under his inspiration, a wealthy disciple built a gorgeous temple in Vrindavan for Sri Sri Radha Govindaji. Even after 450 years, this intricately hand-carved red stone temple remains the most beautiful temple in Vrindavan and all of northern India. Raghunath Bhatta Goswami faithfully served Govindaji for 40 years. He was a scholar in all subjects, although he didn't write any books like the other Goswamis. Raghunath Bhatta Goswami learned everything simply by hearing shastras. Fearing that Muslims might desecrate Raghunath Bhatta Goswami's sacred form, Sri Jiva Goswami had his body burned. The ashes were placed in two samadhis, one in Radhakund, another in the 64 samadhis area. In Radha Govindaji's Nityalila, he serves as Rasa or Raga Manjari, one of Sri Radha's Asta Manjaris. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. Appearing near Katva, Krishnadas Kaviraj left for Vrindavan after Lord Nityananda told him in a dream, Are Are Krishnadasa Nakara Habaya Vrindavan Yaha Tanya Sarva Larya Hai. My dear Krishnadas, do not be afraid. Go to Vrindavan, for there you will attain all things. Quoted from Chaitanya Chaitamrita Adi Lila, 5th chapter, 195th verse. Krishnadas took diksha from Raghunath Das Goswami. He lived a renounced life at Shamkunda near Manasapavana Ghat, Radharani's midday bathing place. Sri Jiva Goswami, as per his custom of giving titles of honor to qualified devotees, gave Krishnadas the title Kaviraj, the king of poets, for his poetic masterpiece, Govinda Lilamrita. Sri Narottam Das Thakur wrote in Prarthana, Krishnadas Kaviraj, who composed the Sri Chaitanya Chaitamrita, is the connoisseur among devotees. His Govinda Lilamrita